Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Once upon a time, UCLA was the standard, always going to the Final Four. And now they've gone through a lot of transition. And joining us here on the show was UCLA's interim head coach this year after Steve Alford was let go, Murray Bartow. Coach, good morning. How are we doing?
Doing well. How are you? Good to be with you.
I'm doing okay. Sorry, introduce you that way, but it's the truth.
That's right.
I mean, it's been a transitional year for all you guys over at UCLA, huh?
Well, it has. It has. And, you know, little old me, I went out there to be an assistant and work for my buddy Steve Alford, and it didn't quite work out that way. Yeah. But, you know, Steve and I are great friends, and I got to know Steve way back at Indiana. I was a grad assistant, and he was a great player back in the late 80s, and again, we've been great friends for 30 years. So I went out there to assist him, and next thing you know, UCLA decided to make a change, and I became the interim head coach, so here we are.
You had been a head coach before at UAB, East Tennessee State, so you know what it was like to be a head coach. You said you came to UCLA to be an assistant coach. What was attractive about being an assistant coach versus having your own program?
Well, it's different. Obviously, as an assistant, you make a lot of suggestions, and you know, I think there's a lot of great things about being an assistant as opposed to being the head man, the head guy. But, again, I went out there to assist Steve. I thought, you know, he wanted me to help with the defense, so that was really going to be my primary responsibility to do that. But connected with the guys early, and Steve and I, we thought we'd have a good team and a good year. And we had some injuries early, and we were very young, didn't have much experience at UCLA. So, again, UCLA decided to make a change. And once that happened, I kind of did it with a heavy heart, but I enjoyed it. We won some games, and, you know, we beat Oregon twice, who ended up being a Sweet 16 team, and we won a lot of games and did some good things. But UCLA is a great program and a great university, and hopefully they'll hire a really good new head coach. I'm sure they will.
You would be able to discuss the inner workings of UCLA pretty well because there's been a lot that's come out about this job and about this program since Steve was let go. One of the things that keeps popping up there is that you guys fly commercial. It is not a private jet. Number one, is that true? Number two, is that a big deal?
You're going to ask me some tough questions. I like you. That's good. A lot of these other places are really softball questions, but you're hitting me with some good ones. No. We flew about half the time commercially and about half the time via charter. So that's been a little overblown, but it was a little commercial, a little charter. And is it a big deal? Yeah, I think it is. And it's important if you can charter. It certainly helps from a playing standpoint and an academic standpoint. Is it a game changer? Probably not. But is it, you know, when you look at the elite programs around the country, they're all chartering now. It helps with rest. It helps with practice time. It helps with guys being ready to play. Again, maybe a little more rested because you've got to leave at a different time. And it certainly helps from an academic standpoint to get guys where they need to be quicker and get them back to school quicker. So I think, again, with the new coach, I'd be surprised if that wouldn't be something that didn't change. But this year it was kind of half commercial, half charter.
Murray Bartow joins us. He was the interim head coach at UCLA, the season assistant coach there. And I also wonder about the legacy of UCLA. Everybody just kind of puts them in the conversation as blue blood. And obviously with all the success they were for a long time. And now people are asking, well, what happened where UCLA fell behind the Dukes, the UNCs, the Kansases of the world? What's the best answer in your mind?
That's a hard one. That's a hard one. You know, the reality is that all those national championships were 40 years ago with Coach Wooden, and there's been one in the last 40 years in 1995.
I miss Kentucky, by the way. My wife will kill me if I did not mention Kentucky. She's a Wildcat.
You better put them in there. Yeah. But, you know, I still, as I went around the country with Steve – in that first 4 or 5 months recruiting. UCLA is still an incredible brand. I mean, when you're talking to prospective student athletes across the country and they're looking at Kansas, UCLA, Kentucky, North Carolina, Duke, etc., it's still a great brand. Those four letters still are pretty impressive when you've got those four letters across your chest. And it's a great university. And I think, again, with the right coach, they can get it going again. But, I don't know. Again, Jim Herrick was the last one back in 1995 that won it. So it's been a little time. But, again, I think with the right coach, the right staff, if they can get everything, again, kind of behind the scenes right, academic support right, housing right, flying the right way, if they can get all that right with the right staff, I think they can get it back going again.
I also wonder if expectations are realistic. I mean, it's not like Coach Alford was not winning a certain chunk of games. Okay, it wasn't Final Fours, but I mean, Ben Howland also went to Final Fours and wasn't able to keep the job. So are expectations realistic?
That's a good question. Expectations are high out there. They're high at a lot of jobs. I mean, all my dad used to tell me all the job, they're all hard. Every job's hard. They really are. There's 350 or so of these, and they've all got their level of how hard they are. UCLA, the expectation level does make it tough. Steve's a great coach. I mean, Steve took UCLA to 3 Sweet 16s, which is not easy to get to Sweet 16s. But the expectations out there are difficult. They're tough. And not just did he take them to 3 Sweet 16s, but Steve's a great guy, does it the right way. There's never going to be any problems with Steve from a recruiting standpoint. So great guy, did it the right way, took them to 3 Sweet 16s, and it just wasn't enough. So expectations are hard. They're hard in college basketball. I think that's gotten tougher. Really any job in college basketball now with social.
So volatile.
It is volatile. It's up and down, and it's just kind of what have you done for me right now. I think as coaches' salaries have gone up and escalated, and the social media has kind of gone up and escalated, it's made the coaching profession much more volatile.
Yeah, I mean, I said it on this show when Steve was let go. I said, I think expectations are unrealistic. Going to 3 Sweet 16 should be able to keep you your job for a pretty long time. And he's a good coach, and you guys were a good staff. And the idea that UCLA needs to be in the Final Four every year or else bust, I just don't think it's necessarily fair to you guys or realistic ultimately. But
it's tough. It's a tough job. Again, I'm sure they're going to hire a good coach, and he'll have a good staff, and he'll see if he can get them to a Final Four.
Murray Bartow joining us this morning here on the show. Coach, I was told before that you were going to be the best interview that we had, so that's why I threw a couple of tough ones at you. But you passed with flying colors, man. So thanks so much for hanging in and being with us.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good time
here.
You
got it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.